USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering.
We have more people in jail than any other country on earth. So our job, in fact, is to
The plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property, even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There won't be a Woodstock Music Festival this year, but there will be one called Alien Fest. USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Organizers say Alien Stock will take place in Rachel, Nevada, the closest town to the famed secret military base. The three-day festival will kick off on September 20th. It started out as a joke event page on Facebook inviting people to storm Area 51. Hundreds of thousands of people started signing up. Organizers affirmed it was just a joke, and the military warned against it actually happening. So the originators say they wanted to try to channel that enthusiasm that was generated into a fun and legal event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There have been two more people killed in the deadliest wildfire in California history. That brings the total number of dead to 86. Two of those victims still remain unknown. Don't forget you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Record amounts of seaweed this summer have caused historic damages to beaches and cut the tourism in Florida, Mexico, and the Caribbean. USA's Wendy King reports.
The sargassum seaweed has piled up several feet deep in South Florida and other regions, becoming a plague for tourists and wildlife. It also rots quickly on land and creates a horrible odor. Stephen Leatherman, a professor at Florida International University in Miami, says there's always been seaweed, and they used to plow it under the sand, but now there's too much, so they have to haul it. Scientists are trying to figure out why the last few years are seeing huge blooms of the seaweed. Temperature and weather play a role in the seaweed growth, with large blooms being tied to cooler years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hong Kong streets were turned into rivers of umbrellas as hundreds of thousands of people marched through the heavy rain down a major road in the Chinese territory, where massive pro-democracy demonstrations have become a regular weekend activity over the last 12 weeks. Organizers said at least 1.7 million participated, though the police estimate was far lower. Law enforcement officers kept a low profile, with no riot police seen from the procession's main route. The protest movement continues to demand the resignation of Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an independent investigation into the police's use of force. This is USA Radio News.